Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
.39 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. No, it's not September, even though the music says that. It is June the 9th, and that means it's primary election day in the state of South Carolina. So polls have been open for an hour and 40 minutes. You have until 7 o'clock tonight to make your voice be heard. Again, remember, you can only vote in one of the primaries. You have to choose Republican or Democrat when you walk in. And keep in mind that whatever you decide to vote, Republican or Democrat, you have to vote in that same one in the runoff. That's something that comes up every year. People get, well, I voted Republican this time. I want to vote Democrat running. No, you can't. You have to choose whichever one, and you have to stick with that when the runoff comes up. Of course, governor race is a very contested one, as well as a lot of local county council races. Every South Carolina House race is on the ballot as well, plus the U.S. Senator race, Lindsey Graham trying to defend his spot for get a sixth term going up against Mark Lynch, businessman from the upstate. It is, as I said, 8:40 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Megan Papp.
You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live. And we're going to take a detour away from all the political talk and welcome in Rock Hill's Poet Laureate, Carlo Dawson. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. Wonderful. We are great. And I know you and Megan had a ton of fun comparing notes, because this seems like right up her alley on the, when we start talking about Poet Laureate.
Oh, yes. It's been great to catch up with her this morning.
Now, we got a big summer camp coming up.
Yes,
tell us about that.
I am so excited about it. The music was getting me into the vibe, because this camp is like, this camp is like none other. This is the Pop Powerful Youth Leadership Camp. All right. And so this is the second year that we are holding this camp in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And it is held by me as a Rock Hill Poet Laureate, or myself as a Rock Hill Poet Laureate, and the Power Progeny nonprofit organization. Okay. The organization is all about empowering who you are and understanding there's power in your progeny, or power in your birthright and who you are. Yes. You are already born powerful with all the gifts that you have. And so what does that look like? That looks like leadership. And so the young people will be learning about leadership through the arts. So we will have dynamic speakers that will be a part of the camp. And so some of the speakers are going to be some of our own local talent who have really helped their own communities, but also done well nationally and internationally in their own fields. So, for example, you have Keshara Chisholm, who is a visual artist. You have Trey Colvin, who is an international choreographer and dancer, as well as he is a culinary artist as well as Jason Fulford, who is a storyteller, and he is the owner of White Street Station. Okay. So, and then we have other dynamic speakers and a great leadership curriculum. So I'm so excited about this camp, and I'm excited about everyone who's going to be a part of the camp.
I love that you have local people there that they can, these are neighbors that, you know, have done incredible things globally and nationally. And I love that the kids, I don't even know what age group you're, you know, targeting, but they get to see that.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. That was very important that young people get to see that you can come from here, you can come from anywhere, and you can make a difference in your community. Mm-hmm. And also just to see how you give back to your community. So the age range, it ranges from 11 to 18 years old.
Wow, okay.
And people are always surprised by that age range. But that is very intentional. So wanted to make sure that if we're talking about leadership, that the young people have, first, a background about leadership. And I really do feel like our younger grades do a great job of instilling that. We want to take it a step forward. So the camp propels the students even further in their leadership. So there's intensive leadership training about how you are already a leader, but how we can just hone in on those skills that you have. So they learn communication skills. They learn advocacy skills. They also learn creative writing, of course, and poetry, and how all of those skills will help you in your career field. And so even though it's through the arts, you don't have to be a student who's seeking to be an artist, but just to already see that all of these skills are going to help you in your profession. And my background is I'm an arts integration specialist. I'm an educator as well. As you guys know, I'm a writer by trade. And so knowing that all those skills will help you, and I've seen that happen with the groups that I work with the young people I work with, they've been able to use these skills and transfer them to any of their career paths.
I love that you said integration, because that is what you're doing, it sounds like. It's not a separate leadership curriculum. It's something that can be integrated into just everyday choices and recognizing that they are leaders in their home and in their community. And I love that you're doing that.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And I will say, you know, of course, we got to talk about the things that young people care about. So we'll go on field trips. Okay. So they won't, it won't just be leadership intensive training. They'll go on field trips. So they'll get to go play in the water, enjoy the water, all those fun things. Good food. Okay, that's always important to them.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Good food. Okay.
Okay, let's talk good food.
So lunch is covered. We have snacks throughout the day, all of that. And they get all of this that's really worth a lot, but we wanted to make sure that it was affordable for young people and their families. So it's only $50. Only $50.
For the whole week?
For 4 days? Yes, only $50. And if they can't afford it, we have camp scholarships.
Okay.
So we've had sponsors who just, you know, they have already covered
That's amazing.
Already, they've covered most of the camp.
That barely even covers lunch for 4 days.
It doesn't, but you know what? It's not about that.
It's awesome.
It's not about that. We really want students and young people to be able to get this information, because we've seen it be transformative.
Right.
And so that's why we don't worry about putting a big price tag behind it. It's about being able to empower these young people, and then they can give back to their communities. I will say one cool thing that we do on the last day is there's a huge showcase. And because they're talking about communities, each set of young people, they have to come up with something they want to do in their community to improve their community. And so we invite community guests to come in. And so they kind of hear the ideas that they have and what they've come up with throughout those days. And it's amazing. You would think it's only a few days, but like I said, we pack a lot in those few days. And so they come up with some beautiful ideas. And so they get to present before community partners what they're doing. So
now, how can families sign up? Are you still taking students for this?
We are. We'll take actually reservations, or people can sign up through tomorrow.
Okay.
So please make sure to sign up so you don't miss out with that. But they can definitely sign up through tomorrow at powerprogeny.com.
Okay.
Okay, spell that. Spell the last word for power progeny.
Yes. Progeny. P-R-O-G-E-N-Y. All right. So it's progeny.
You win the strip sours. Congratulations.
Is it?
And I will say, Progeny has an acronym.
Okay.
So this whole organization, it came to me first. I was doing this within the schools before, and working with young people. And so this has been 20 years in the making. And so this is how I know it works.
Okay.
Because I've seen adults come back and say, hey, these types of things have helped me in my life, and I've used them in my career path. So Progeny stands for Pioneers Reaching Out for the Greater Elevation of Our Nation's Youth. Oh. Say that 10 times.
Yeah, okay. I was playing that back in my head.
Yeah.
But it was about young people taking ownership of their learning and their leadership. And so in 2020, it was where I said, you know what? I want to make sure that people across the nation can be able to have this information. So that's how it started as a nonprofit. And so I have nonprofit board members from across the nation who are part of this. But we wanted to make sure I started this in my hometown of Darlington, South Carolina first.
Hey, my mom's from Darlington.
Oh, what? Okay, your
Swift
people.
Swift Creek, okay. Lundy. The last name Lundy and Flowers.
Okay, we're going to talk after this.
So I
started it there. And so it's about, we've done this, this will be the fifth year there.
Okay.
But definitely making sure I take care of hometown here in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And as the poet laureate, you know, I wanted to make sure that we had this type of camp, because it's important that when we're talking about dreams, I think about being a young person and the dreams that I had of being an author. I had a dream of being the poet laureate when I was in middle school, you know, being bullied and then using words. Words saved my life. The arts saved my life. And so knowing the power of that, there's no greater gift. And so for me as Poet Laureate, I said, we have to do this here. And so that's what we do with this camp, is give that to young people. Give people not only the power of creativity, but the power within them to know that they can go forward and forge a path that will give them not satisfaction, give them love, give them light, give them purpose. That's good. And that's what we want.
She is Carlo Dawson, the Poet Laureate for Rock Hill. And again, people can sign up through tomorrow, correct?
Absolutely. And you can also follow us on social media, Power Progeny. You can follow me, Carlo Lachelle Dawson, and you will see all this information on all those sites as well. So please sign your young people up. They will not regret it. They will love it.
Well, congrats on taking that dream that you had and, you know, seeing it through and making it happen, seeing it to fruition. That's I hope you're proud of that, because that's amazing.
Thank you. I am. You know, it's not easy. We talk about some of those things. That's a part of leadership, too, but how you keep pushing forward for that. So I hope everybody takes part of it, and I'm really excited about it. And one thing we say is, you are powerful, and so we talk about them being powerful. So when they leave, we hope they walk away knowing that.
They will.
Again, she is Carlo Dawson, Poet Laureate for Rock Hill. It is 8:50 on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.